This is John Nasheed. Peace be upon you all. We'd like to talk a little about the African-American curriculum in American school system. And we know that there's a conversation going on with the, I believe he's the governor now, running for president in Florida with the curriculum for African-American studies. And it really troubles me. I don't know about the rest of us. When I say the rest of us, I'm talking about African-American people. That a Spanish man from Cuba, immigrant from Cuba, would come here to America, or Cuban ancestry. I don't know if he came from Cuba. But anyway, to have the audacity to formulate a curriculum addressing African-American history in Florida school system. Now we know if this takes hold, it will be a curriculum eventually across the whole United States of America, because it seems like America has a problem with African Americans educating themselves. And not only do America have a problem like that, African Americans seem to have a problem also, because it's the responsibility of the parent. The parent of the children to teach that individual, first of all, his history, his culture, things of that nature. Very important. Because who knows his history, who knows his culture better than him or better than her? And that's very, very, very important. You know, to turn our children's lives over to people who don't treat the parent right, what in the world do you think they're going to want to teach the children? Teach the children to be inferior. That's been the nature of America ever since we've been here. Racism ingrained into the culture of America to keep the African American at the lowest point in the development of American society. We have people coming into the country right now that's above us. And we've been here for 400 years, maybe 200 or so, supposedly free. And these things have to change. I know we had back in the Nation of Islam, when Amr Elijah Muhammad was here, we had a school called the University of Islam. And all of our students in our schools all throughout America, throughout the whole United States of America, we had mosques or temples, I should say, in every city, every state, every city. And we taught our children information that we thought would benefit them and make them productive in life. We even called it the University of Islam. Just imagine a child going to school in the kindergarten or first grade, and somebody asked him, what's the name of his school? He said, the University of Islam. Is that a big picture? It's about as big as you can get. And it encourages that child to focus universal, not to some little small issue about some little house or car or whatever the case might be. Universal, to tap into the universal creation that God originally created. And then later on, we had the son of Elijah Muhammad. He named the school system after the University of Islam. He named the school system Clara Muhammad School, to give respect to the founder, the mother. And this school is in existence now in some parts of the masjids in the United States of America, but it's not functioning as a system. You have individuals, of imams, or maybe some educated individuals who are running the school, but there's no standard curriculum. And this gives them, I should say, the opportunity to standardize our African-American history. So this is a big debate going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We shouldn't allow that. You know, anytime we give the interest to what we wear, designer clothes, what kind of car we drive, what kind of apartment, how many rooms, how many square feet, who you wearing, and all that kind of foolishness, and you see our children struggling to understand who they are as a people, not to mention where their pursuits are in life for their development or for their family when they get older. We don't think about these things. And now we have our young children in the streets selling drugs, cursing like sailors. Not all of them, but many of them in big cities. They have no interest because they have no education. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they came from. They don't know the history of their forefathers who struggled in America as slaves. The Jim Crow period. They don't know all of these things. And many of them, you're talking about education. The basic education that many of our children get, they learn in the streets. They learn from other people. We should establish a curriculum. And any individual, any teacher, so-called teacher, any whoever they call themselves, to misappropriate the funds, they should be dealt with accordingly. Develop, raise money, build schools, educate our children. Anybody tamper with that, that should be our first issue. The men in the community, we should deal with that. We should deal with it in court. And if we can't deal with it in court, then we deal with it. There's other means of dealing with it. Ask other people, immigrants who came here early on, how they developed their life in American society. They didn't go to court. They went to their own courts. And we have to begin to understand these things because they are striving to educate our children out of the knowledge of themselves. And if they educate them out of the knowledge of themselves, then quite naturally, they're going to educate them according to their own design for their benefit. And the perpetual slavery goes on. Thank you. God bless. Peace.